Pence answers. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Former Vice President Mike Pence wants clarity after the FBI search of Donald Trump's Florida home.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says the FBI owes both former President Trump and the country a better explanation about what led up to last week's search at Mar-a-Lago. But unlike Trump, Pence is defending the FBI, urging fellow Republicans not to escalate the situation. Pence, a potential 2024 presidential candidate, says he'll also consider testifying before the House committee investigating the Capitol riots if asked. The news comes as former President Trump's legal team prepares for a major hearing, not in Washington, but in Florida, where Trump will ask a federal judge to unseal an affidavit connected to the Mar-a-Lago search. But even Trump's own lawyers admit it's unlikely to happen.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says he satisfied his obligation after he was questioned for hours before a special grand jury in Atlanta. Giuliani's the target of investigation into attempts by Trump and others to overturn the 2020 election. The chief financial officer of the Trump Organization is expected to plead guilty to tax violations tomorrow in a deal that would require him to testify about illicit businesses at the former president's company. Alan Weisselberg is charged with taking more than $1.7 million in off-the-books compensation over several years. Teachers and staff at a Wisconsin school district can no longer display anything considered political.
The ban is wide-ranging. No signs supporting Black Lives Matter or police, for instance, and no pride flags, leading to an emotional meeting of the Kettle Moraine School Board Tuesday night.
Not controversial. I am not political. I am a person.
Two local high school students spearheaded a petition drive against the ban, arguing in part that having a rainbow flag doesn't amount to pushing beliefs on anyone.
Fox's Lisa Brady. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The lawyer for a wealthy former attorney accused of killing his son and estranged wife in South Carolina says prosecutors are dragging their feet and have failed to turn over evidence in the case.
Alec Murdaugh is accused of killing his son Paul and estranged wife Maggie last year. Each was killed by a different weapon outside the family home in Colleton County. But Murdaugh's attorney, Dick Harpootlian, says prosecutors have failed to turn over critical evidence in the discovery process and that that runs the risk of delaying trial.
So they want to obscure this by saying, well, you know, we need to get this sealed or this needs to be protected. We don't want crime scene photos left out on tables. That is hooey.
The South Carolina Attorney General's office filed a response to his motion saying they've provided thousands of pages of discovery and that Harpootlian is just creating drama. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Former students of a shut-down tech school are getting some relief from the Department of Education.
The Biden administration announcing $3.9 billion in total debt cancellation for over 200,000 borrowers who use student loans to attend ITT Technical Institute. The company shut down after facing significant sanctions from the Department of Education, alleging ITT Tech misled students about the quality of programs and drove students into risky loans. While the administration has faced calls to cancel student loan debt across the board, it says it has approved nearly $32 billion in student debt cancellation for over 1.5 million borrowers. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The head of CDC has announced a shakeup at the organization, saying it fell short responding to COVID-19 and needs to become more nimble. The plan changes come amid criticism of the agency's response to COVID-19, monkeypox, and other public health threats. The changes include internal staffing moves and steps to speed up data releases. Wall Street stocks ended the day in the red. The Dow lost 171, the NASDAQ off 164. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.